there is a saying in Urdu, har dard ki dawa hai salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the medicine for every pain, medicine for every illness. It is solution for every problem. Hakim ul Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah ta'ala has compiled a book called Nashr al-Tib fi dhikri Nabi al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is based on the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whilst he was compiling this book, whilst he was authoring this book, in Thana Bhavan, where Hazrat Hakim ul Ummah Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi was situated, and around Thana Bhavan, plague took place. And plague is much more worse than the coronavirus that we are passing through. In coronavirus, the experience so far is that 3% of the people afflicted are dying. Not everybody is dying. In plague, everybody dies. And it spreads very quickly, plague. So in Thana Bhavan and around Thana Bhavan, people were inflicted with plague. And people were dying in numbers daily. And after a few days, it came to light that on the day Hakim ul Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi would sit down and write a piece of that book, on that day in Thana Bhavan nobody would die. So Hakim ul Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi realized that the day I write this book, nobody dies. And the day I do not write anything, I get news that people have passed away. So he made a point of writing on a daily basis. And daily nobody died, and as a barakah of writing regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the plague was lifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Thana Bhavan. My brothers, my sisters, all of you who are listening to me, please remember one thing. It is our belief that everything happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if everything happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the removal of the coronavirus will not be possible without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create resources for it to be removed. And we also need to act upon the advice given to us by the medical experts. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will is not with us, then nothing can save you or me from coronavirus. So what we need to do is, whilst paying attention to the human resources, to what we are being told to do, we should keep ourselves clean. We should wash our hands as frequently as possible with soap, each time for at least 20 seconds. And musafaha, shaking hands, is not fard. Hugging each other is not fard. So we are being advised by the experts in medicine that we should not shake hands, we should not hug each other. We should try to keep a distance between two people. We should not intermingle without necessity. We should follow all these advices. But whilst following these advices, we should believe that without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot come out of this. And we can attract the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by distancing ourselves from those things that bring His displeasure, and by adopting those things which bring His pleasure. So please, I urge all of you, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The schools have closed, and majority of the makatib, or maybe all the makatib throughout the country, will be closing from Friday. We as Muslims, when we look at it from the Islamic perspective, this coronavirus has become a means of all our children being deprived from the barakat of the makatib. Thousands of children will be deprived of the barakat of the makatib. Thousands of children's homes will be deprived of this barakat. Children used to come to the masjid on a daily basis. They would go back with so much barakat. In order to prepare for the lessons of the makatib, they would sit at home for half an hour, 1 hour. The parents would engage with them. We have been deprived from this barakat. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen tomorrow. We may be deprived from attending the masajid. Can we imagine that we become deprived of attending the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a Friday, on other days? So we need to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. This is my message to each and every Muslim brother, each and every Muslim sister. Please understand this message. Please understand this message. The thing that we need to do, we need to do. And everybody is trying. Everybody is trying to contain this illness as much as possible through all the means that we are being told. But top of the list should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us do those things that attracts His pleasure, that attracts His mercy. And let us keep away from those things that will deprive us of His mercy, that will deprive us of His happiness. And please, tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not mean that we neglect the resources. Applying the resources with trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawakkul. Neglecting the resources is not tawakkul. So follow the medical guidelines that is being given to all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all relief from this problem. May Allah guide us towards those steps which will attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His fadl, His grace, and as a result which will remove this difficulty that has come upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all Muslims, non-Muslims alike, immense sabr, immense courage, immense resilience. May Allah give all Muslims and non-Muslims alike to support each other during these difficult times. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all safety. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the whole world safety from all afflictions. And may Allah make it a place of mercy and place of safety. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the good of this world and the good of the hereafter. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه.